A few little claps there. Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. Our scripture reading this morning is in Psalm 44. And before we start, we do want to wish you a blessed Merry Christmas, a Christ-filled Christmas, and a Christ-filled holiday, blessed holiday as well. So you could look on the screen on the sides, or you could turn in your Bible, Psalm 144. You know, when we think about spiritual warfare, it comes with the Christian life. And with that, the Lord tells us to rejoice in the Lord at all times, rejoicing always. And it seems like a, you know, kind of like an oxymoron, trials and rejoicing. But that's what David did. David, in the midst of battles and the midst of facing his enemy, he marched into battle praising the Lord and singing praises to the Lord. It has the effect of rattling the enemy and also bringing victory and prosperity to the child of God. And so we can learn a lot from Psalm 144. Why don't you follow along as I read? Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my enemies under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I sing a new song to you, O Lord, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, and that our oxen may be well laden, that there may be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are such in a state, and happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Stacy's going to come and pray for us as we open up.
Good morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. What joy it is that our Savior has come. And as we celebrate this Christmas season, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, that you have sent him to us. Your word tells us, as we read this morning, that you know us each by name. And how happy, how joyful are the people, man, whose God is the Savior, who is the Lord. And Lord, we thank you this morning for who you are. We thank you for your love and your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness that leads us to repentance, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful. This morning we would pray, Lord, your Holy Spirit would just be in this place and amongst us, around us, Lord, in us, leading us, guiding us, teaching us, Lord, drawing us to your will, that you have for us. So we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless the time that we're together. Bless all those that may be serving. Bless everyone who would hear the message and the time of worship and fellowship tonight, or today. So we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless the time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You can remain standing or be seated. Let's worship the Lord. came to us. Lord, you humbled yourself and took on humanity. But Lord, we recognize that the purpose of that was met at Easter, Lord, when you died on the cross for our sins and rose again. Lord, we're so grateful for your blood. We're so grateful that you cleansed us and you washed us clean forever.